Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser Classy. A podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. Come on, pigtails.
This is the beginning. Awkward pause. There's so many in this episode, so I decided to take one, too.
My name is Alaska. What's yours?
My name is Willem.
Welcome. Classique. Deep diving.
Sick. Twisted. Unnatural. The master cut of this season that they show at the beginning is basically the A, they show the top three first. And you're like, oh
fully.
But you can fully see who it is. Like nowadays Reddit would have a feast. A feast.
Well, the super cut at the
feast.
Nice. Wow. Oh my god, Veggie Girl, thank you so much. They came in here and we didn't hear them.
Marco brought it in.
I love you, Marco.
We'd like to talk to you a minute about Veggie Girl. Face it.
It.
Hair, body, face it.
Hair, body, face it, girl.
Gorge.
Hair, body, face it, gorge.
Merry kissy Christmas.
Merry kissy Christmas, Ruru. I'm calling you Ruru now. The greatest thing about this is it's when drag queens weren't afraid to talk to RuPaul. Like she was a real person. Because the girls aren't, they have the level of respect, but like they're all giving it to her, just talking back, like normal.
Yeah, it was
thing.
A little more familiar.
It felt way more casual, Kelly, than it does nowadays.
Very, yes.
But I'm so happy to see these girls walking in the workroom. There's so many Cali girls.
Merry
Delta,
Kissy
Raja,
Christmas.
Rangela. Kissy Christmas herself, Venus Delight. Kissy Christmas, Ruru.
This is the very beginning of one of the most iconic seasons.
It was the first one that a lot of people watched.
Yeah, it was the first one I like fully sat and watched with my friends and like went over and had viewing parties Monday nights.
Full-blown viewing parties.
Yes, full-blown.
I love that Delta Berg just goes into the workroom.
Delta Berg.
Delta Berg, sorry.
It's actually Delta Berg. She entered RuPaul's Drag Race.
Suzanne Sugarbaker in the flesh.
In Drag Race history.
She is 34.
An actress from the 1980s television hit.
Hailing from Norwalk, California, she is 34. She is Delta Berg.
We get a lot of these. I love these workroom entrance looks.
Me too. Delta looks so cute in like this little 1950s.
So beautiful.
Very petal pushing. Carmen's gown. There was no obviously wardrobe directive at all. It's just come in your best and brightest. You know?
Best and brightest.
We have to go and say one thing. Delta, when she came in, she said, I'd love to follow in RuPaul's footsteps.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you will with the teasing comb one day. Be right behind her. My work tends to get a little poofy when I'm nervous.
When I'm nervous. Carmen Carrera is looking lovely. She's doing evening gown portion.
Yeah, and this is the time of hard fronts.
Phoenix comes in. She's got the short cropped black with the blonde in the front.
It's styled.
And then Manila Luzon walks in and she's the epitome of drag excellence.
Shutting it down. Full look.
Rhinestoned. Animal print.
All that.
Full concept. You are getting like who this character, who this person is.
You get
immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the doorway.
Oh, and there's a door.
They have a like, door.
There is an actual door.
I didn't know they had the budget for doors.
In the well, it's just it's weird.
It's not more weird.
Now it's more about like I'm walking in, and this is like I'm like opening the door.
Here's the thing. With this door, you could tell that they're like, and shut it right behind you because we're not really lit for back there.
Stacey Matthews. Who we love.
They're still kind of like not really talking. Like everybody walks in and quiet and they're just standing there.
No, there's no like.
At one point, Manila says, so y'all having fun?
It is yeah, very like when it's just Delta and Carmen, like Carmen's like, hey.
I'm gonna.
And then just like walks to the other side of the room.
She's like, y'all worked it in yet? Like, who's station? You got what station? And then Miss Kissy Christmas comes. Venus Delight. She's 26 from Los Angeles.
I really like Venus's outfit though. It's sort of kaftanish.
Very.
It has movement. You know, it has like these long wings.
She's a dream girl.
She is a dream girl.
I think we competed
she and
at EOY
Delta know
together.
Each other. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you win? Did you place?
The odds were not in my favor.
Oh.
No.
Did you make the 10 or?
They wouldn't release scores, but
did
I mean,
you
I
make
probably.
The 5 or?
I mean, we all know. We all know why.
Yara Sofia. Fantastic.
She's gagged that no one knows her. Everyone knows who NPR.
She's so stunning. And speaking of stunning, Mariah Paris Balenciaga
AKA
Successful.
AKA Mariah Paris, AKA mm-hmm. Mariah Successful. Mm-hmm. She's a 6'2 glamazon with legs like a racehorse. And bitch, she is lovely.
She's like really great. Like, can she come back for All Stars, please?
We've all been waiting for it. I mean, I don't know anyone ever said a bad word about Mariah.
She's classy, sexy, elegant.
I've never met someone who could drink like her and be totally fine. Keep it together. Never messy. Always perfect. Yeah. Always lovely.
Never shady. Never evil like some of these girls. We don't know if your family knew you were. Oh my God. My voice is in shatters right now, but it's perfect for Lady Bunny.
Perfect bun bun.
We don't know if your family knew you buried you in drag like you would have wanted, but
Hello.
We're going to send you send up a wig. We're going to send up
Hello.
A wig to heaven. Hello.
Hi.
Oh my
She's a God. Runway girl.
She's a runway girl. She's
a runway
model.
Girl.
This is
She's
what
a
she
model.
Does.
This is what she does.
She's a gift.
To whom?
My name is India Farah. I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and I'm 23 years old. She walks. Okay. It is. I mean, from the sound effects, you would think it was like. They, yes, they literally sample the Cowboy Showdown gun smoke. Because India Farah and Phoenix are wearing allegedly the same outfit.
They're bewiggled betwixt. These
They're
are the
definitely
same.
Wearing the same wig.
One had it styled. One's fresh out the bag.
Right.
Not even a base tease.
And they have similar earrings.
They're both modified bus driver LaQueer wigs. with the flip of a bang at the front and a business in the back.
Not and
a,
why does she say prison? She says, girl, prison.
I don't know. Maybe that's something like on stage. Like, how y'all feeling? Prison.
Maybe that was like one of those moments where we didn't catch. Like, maybe that was the house down boots that never caught on.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
Well, right. They were. It just didn't get traction.
Wait,
right.
Sorry. Do you want me to?
Yeah. Can she have
out?
A mic if she wants
yeah,
to?
Yeah, totally. I sort of the house reached out for
Why did Mimi wear that hair?
Bitch prison.
Mariah was...
Yeah, it could have been regional
slang. Was hateful to you in her first interview. Oh, she obviously felt threatened.
I was so intimidated by her.
Really?
She's so pretty.
Look at me at 37. Wow, look at that body. Oh, so thin.
Hey, you can still see your dick. You're doing fine.
So good. Oh, I did so many sit-ups. Lots of pilates. Oh, look at her toned arms. Look at that. Bones.
Bones. These bones. I'm a model.
These are my bones, Diane.
I want to see the receipts.
I book all of the campaigns.
Would it be more just casual if you just held it?
Yeah. Yes, of course. I am a model.
Look at my chest.
So elegant.
You and Ella.
Did they give you a style prompt walking in? Because everyone is kind of in black and white, though.
No, they didn't.
Looking at it, all lined up, everyone is black and white.
We didn't know shit. No, they didn't tell us anything. Oh, no.
Is there an existing theory that India Farah and Phoenix were told to wear the same thing? Or did it just literally happen like that?
God, I wish I knew. Because you know now, in retrospect, after experiencing an entire season of being in RuPaul's Drag Race and hearing about everyone's stories after my season, I have a feeling that maybe they did.
It could
maybe
be.
They hey, did girl. Plan
hey,
that.
Did they make you wear the same wig She's as Homegirl on that first episode of season 3? ?
Let me guess. You're texting Phoenix. Yes, Phoenix ATL, or we're not revealing our sources.
We can never confirm nor deny.
No, we can't.
No.
Okay. Manila looks incredible. My Jesus Christ.
But also, all in the same, feeling token, I just feel that there wasn't a lot of wigs back then. Those two girls were like, oh, this is different.
This is going to turn it, girl.
This is going to turn it. I'm going to fucking show up on Drag Race and no one will have ever seen a pussycat wig with a blonde tuft.
No.
Bang.
No.
Fringe.
They probably got that week before they were leaving. They're like, no one's going to have this one.
Honey.
Willem, can we cosplay this for the
every
promo?
Bus driver.
Oh,
every,
my God.
Every
yes.
Bus driver got three.
Bus drivers.
Bus drivers.
Bus drivers. Oh my gosh.
So give me Mimi.
Okay, so then Mimi first comes in. She has a gimmick from the get-go with the cupcakes.
Those cookies didn't even look good.
No, I actually did taste one of the cookies after the fact. I didn't have one immediately on camera. Of course
don't eat on camera. Ew.
No.
Don't eat or clean on camera, ever.
No, but I did have one and they were really it was like a sugar cookie, but no sugar.
Oh.
Just really bland.
Oh.
Wasn't a delicious cookie.
Willem has a dispute over her hair choice.
Oh, God.
Which is sort of the...
Bob wig in the front and an afro in the back.
Right.
The Wendy Ho.
Wendy works it, though.
Yeah, but I think that Mimi I'm first stole it from Wendy Ho. Wendy Ho might have had that first.
I would not be shocked. He stole jokes on Haters Roast in front of other comedians. And at one point, he was so spoken to about it by the one comedian. And then the next night, he did it again with another joke. And that's when Ben de la Creme turned around and said, Mimi, I thought we talked about this last night. Basically. So she loves to steal. I told y'all not to let me talk about Mimi or I'll get going. No, guys.
No, calling
that's,
her
that's,
he.
Yeah, let's...
Oh, Ben or Mimi?
That's stop the deepest read. Mimi that's the deepest first. Read. Is
don't
to call
misgender
the queen.
Mimi. I need that as a t-shirt.
Don't misgender me.
It's an epic drag name, I will say, though. It's really funny.
It is one of the best, to be honest.
She's a great writer. Remember that Where's Waldo thing?
She's really good. She's, I think Mimi M. First is a very talented person. I just wish that,
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of us had to see those talents.
Yeah.
Very talented. We get a video message from RuPaul, and I would like to say how stunning she looks in it.
You all talked about Raja's entrance, but I was getting this other mic.
Oh, okay. Raja enters the workroom.
And your bangs are perfect under the hat once you take it off, too. It's like, oh, my God, what a great concept. And then, oh, look, she's beautiful, too. I feel like all the girls at that point must have just went, fuck.
No, but look at the amount of makeup we were wearing at that time.
You didn't need any.
And it was just like, I didn't even know. I didn't, I was just like,
Not everybody.
This is what I would put on a judge on Top Model, so I'm going to wear that amount.
Of course.
That's as far as I knew about putting makeup on people on TV. I didn't know what I was going to look like. But, you know, again, the standards of drag was very different. We hadn't evolved into what it is now. So
Amazon wasn't around.
And where no Amazon.
Now you can literally just type in anything in the thing and it comes to your house.
Yeah,
I
remember going to Australia for the first time and learning about AliExpress. But I had to learn about it from people in Australia.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, this is how we get our wigs.
Unreal.
Our lace fronts that are in colors. And I
didn't
like,
know
what
a fucking lace front was until
I knew what a lace front was, and I knew I couldn't afford it. So, but
not everybody can be a Morgan Hooker makeover.
Yeah.
That was a show.
Look at all of our horrible padding from this view, too.
Can we get a close up of RuPaul in the I'm not going to say the name of the message, but it's the video message.
I was like, oh, she's not going to last when I saw Carmen Carrera for the first time.
This glam on RuPaul is just Matthew's work at its finest.
It really is. It's golden. It's soft.
The hair is, it has movement.
The forehead.
But
look
also
at the
volume.
Roundness of that forehead
he
and the way
it
looks. Yeah, it looks like a light, like a shaded light bulb. That is a very, very, very specific way of painting that I don't think anyone would actually appreciate if they knew who did that. It is specific. Look at the shape of that.
Yeah, it's
like it's not
believable.
Yeah, you can't go to I love Huda Beauty. She's one of my favorite.
Oh yeah,
like she can't contour like that. No, that is soft. It's round. It's an egg.
So RuPaul comes in and he says, "Oh my God, look at these gorgeous women. I'm going to cry."
He did when he saw me, especially. Like,
oh, good. You made it.
Thank you, woman. Thanks, woman, for coming.
Thanks, babe. I'll see you at home later.
That's right.
Hey, we do boyfriends. You guys are actually dating, babe, at this time.
Can you move your car? You're blocking me in. I told you about the challenge, right? Okay,
exactly.
Good.
Exactly. All right. We're cool.
Hey, babe, what do you think for the challenge today? I don't know. Maybe like a Christmas thing?
Should
love
you Panda Express for dinner, babe? And I was like, yeah. See you at home.
When she said $75,000, did you think like, oh, shit, I could use that?
I did, yeah, because we'd gone in thinking we were going to win 50.
Right.
I was like, well, whatever. I'm just going to win $50,000 if I win. And
get a lace
be on
front.
TV for a bit, and we'll see what happens. And then when we got there, Rue was like, 75. And then Shangela jumped out of a box, and I was like,
shoot it!
Oh,
no.
I'm winning this. I got this. Yeah, so I just got in competitive mode because $25,000 suddenly appeared in front of us. So.
Well, did you know Shangela was going to be there? Or was
no, I didn't. No, but we had just freshly gotten into our fight. So we were still like kind of grumpy at each other. Or I was still grumpy at her.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And they didn't. And World of Wonder had no idea. They just happened to happenstancely.
Lucky.
Yeah, cast two queens who are already in a dispute about matted
dispute.
Hair and a corsage.
That's not dispute.
Yeah. Oh, you returned that wig dispute to me in one big dreadlock, Shangela.
No.
I sat there and stoned that corn bracelet with you.
So you used to work with Mike Ruiz on Top Model, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So was it nice to be working with him again on this
set?
Oh,
there were so many.
Nick worked
what
on
where
top
are we like, even hey, beginning? Babe.
Mike Ruiz, what's the makeup artist's name? Billy B.
Billy B, yeah.
Duncan?
Duncan, who was a director, who was also the director on Top Model. Margaret work. Cho. There was a lot of people that I knew because I was not a new queen.
Here.
I was a queen from LA who happened to be a very, very seasoned LA queen, and I had been working in the industry. So I made no apologies or excuses for the people that I knew on set, including the entire staff of World of Wonder.
I mean, yeah.
But, you know, I didn't. I was like, you know what? This is what I do, and somebody should represent this. Somebody should be like, you know what? Some queens.
It's your story.
Yeah.
Thank
some
you.
Queens live in LA, and they work with
Yeah.
Things. Television.
Detox was in two Rihanna videos before Drag Race.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We all got gigs. We got a break, actually.
We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Keep it pushing, fish.
Keep it pumping, queen. That's what Flotilla said when some girl spent a little too much time in her mirror at Wigstock. She said, keep it pumping, queen.
Keep it pumping, queen.
It was great.
This is a trampoline challenge. I remember these photos. They're so stunning.
You just giving all the angles, looking up, getting light into your eye, knowing everything correctly.
Oh my God.
Oh, they're gagging. Killing
it. And then you walk back in the workroom and then they show more
Look
girls
at Yara
after.
Sophia.
Little booty.
So beautiful.
Oh my God. Oh, shit.
Mimi's giving crazy. And wow. Mimi knows how to do crazy.
Mike Ruiz said crazy. She's not giving me sexy at all, just crazy.
I really love the rawness of all this. Don't you? Like... I don't know.
They're still finding their footing. Yes.
Yeah.
And it is an age of innocence, definitely.
Mimi was very self-aware, self-producing as she went, too. But it just wasn't endearing.
Even Sean Morales had no deodorant on. I think he wears deodorant now.
No, and he didn't on my season.
He didn't on my season.
No, and he never did at MJ's either. But they liked that.
I love that.
Dipper's like,
that might be
how am I doing?
Fuck.
Well, they didn't wear...
Look at that. Look at her... Oh, that's a bless her heart moment. Oh.
Ginch Gonk underwear, if that tells you what year this was.
Ginch Gonk?
Yeah, with Marabou trim sewed on, I'm sure, by Ashton or Marco.
Stacey Lane said, bitch, I'm getting on this fucking trampoline. Look. And she fucking does that.
Yeah, it was filmed in 2010 and aired in 2011. Because I was 2011, 2012.
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So next year will be 10 years. Oh, there I am. And
there
I should do
is.
A 10-year reunion kind of reboot of Diamond Crown Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
I think
or
we should do it.
Redo all
should
the
we
ones.
Make it like We Are the World and have a bunch of queens in it?
Yes.
All the winners.
All the winners.
We are the Diamond Crown Queens.
Oh my God.
We won on Drag
Race. Oh my God.
Follow me. Follow me.
Follow
me. Oh my
follow
God.
Me.
That would be so amazing.
I'm your diamond
the
crown
ten
queen.
Year.
I'm
Release
a fire
four remixes.
Breathing dragonette.
I wish I still had that belly. I wish I had had the ability to
just
jump
modeling,
that high.
Just yeah, angles.
No, she's gone now.
She's a runway girl.
Oh my god! I remember they made us wear those white little booty socks.
So ugly.
They were so horrible.
But still nailing it.
Yeah.
So stunning.
And they were like, how was it for you? And I was like, it was great. I nailed it, you guys. Oh my god, I'm scrubbing my tits and I'm taking my tights off. And then like, yeah.
Then you turn into a horny Raja.
You get to deliver the obligatory, so everyone's getting out of drag and some of these guys are really hot. They do it every season.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to say,
did you have that role?
I don't think it was me.
No.
But I knew from watching you that like, they need someone. This. They need this.
Yeah,
bite
I think they might have given it to like Sugar Cane this year. Yeah. Someone with good teeth and like older.
Not good teeth and older. Yeah,
good teeth ish.
Happy Christy Christmas, Ruru.
Oh my god.
Venus calling RuPaul Ruru twice.
Ruru.
And failing to see that it didn't catch on.
What, crispy Christmas?
Happy Kissy Christmas.
Crystal Christmas.
Oh my god. Chandler.
Shangela getting in there.
It's
hard work.
It's not bad as far as first day challenges go. Because sometimes they get you wet, they light you on fire, they blast you with wind.
You should have been bottom two.
If we do, oh girl, I know. What people were outraged.
Mine was they spun us around on a rotating thing like the McQueen show.
Oh,
and shot me in the
rain.
But
yeah, I would have nailed
that. I was the last one, and yeah. Before I got up, and then like, wait, no, get down. And I got down, and then they poured paint on it. I was like, oh, y'all trying to get me. That's why I was so proud of not falling.
And what was yours?
She was dunked in a drunk tank.
Oh, you
yeah,
were in the
we had
tank.
A huge yeah. swimming tank, and I couldn't submerge because I was wearing a plastic fucking bag. So it was a bell that created. I couldn't go underwater.
Why did you pop it? You didn't want it.
Well, you know, I said I can't do it. Okay, I'm gonna get back in, and I did it.
Oh, and your contacts.
But they just showed me saying I can't do it.
Mm. Oh.
Then I made it to the final three.
Now you're famous.
Right, it was great.
What now else? You have a podcast.
Stunning. And then they have you go day walking.
Day walking.
Oh, that's really interesting.
They take you to a location.
And you're blonde in it. You look great.
Well, the thing is, you know, this
you
I
win
tell,
the you here, win the trampoline here,
no,
challenge.
I
sidebar.
Got, yeah, I did win the trampoline challenge. But here's the thing: at the time, there wasn't, you know, drag wasn't. No one was painting as they do now.
No.
So the India Farah paint was a. Like, no.
Y'all were like, what is...
So they told us,
like a
they told us on that, the day before, that we had to show up in our best day drag. So all of us are from a generation where we thought about day drag as like, what you got to take the bus home from the trade house. Look at us. Look
it
at
is.
Us.
Turning looks.
Look at Phoenix.
Daytime passing.
Look at me. I get so emotional, baby. Whitney Houston. Look at RuPaul.
Yeah.
Shit.
I love it.
We put on our best, except Manila.
Manila
put on too much.
Camp.
But look at Delta.
Delta
she had a
full
small
camp as
little,
well.
Little Japanese, like Harajuku top hat. look at me. Oh, that
so
was our day drag. We were trying to go for realness.
Yes.
Passable.
Not Manila.
Passable. No,
Manila
except
with sushi
Manila.
On her ears.
She
no,
said.
We were all, they said daylight. They said we were going to be shooting in a thrift shop. So we came up with our date. Look at Manila. I mean, look at Delta.
Delta has the tiniest little hat.
Oh, look at me.
You look like you're someone's on-set personal makeup artist.
We were giving Daywalker.
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 Daytime passing
I mean, even,
is the category.
Even India Farah, when you look at these little bits and pieces, like India Farah was
soft Vegas.
Yeah,
for her, it's yes. Because
that's what
soft.
We were told.
Escort.
We were told. And I remember that some of the girls wore their breastplates.
Oh god!
And they were sweating because it was a hot
day.
Summer day.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You know, like, you know, India had that breastplate on.
Yep, India and Alexis both had breastplates, and
oh,
they were
god.
Both like gushing sweat.
That's
damn.
When they were still new.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing Chanel's, and I was like, "What?"
You know, it's interesting watching those because I haven't seen it in so long.
Carmen's old nose. But
goddamn. What a weird, weird, weird.
The B-roll.
The B-roll. Yeah,
this is a weird, like, pocket in time that I haven't looked at in a long time.
Mimi running, doing too much.
Mimi.
Crying.
Goddamn.
Can you tell us what the challenge is?
So the challenge is to do some Christmas stuff with also
the queen,
some...
Yes, the queen who mopped Christmas.
Right. Thank you.
And,
Oh, yeah. And then we got back to the right. to the space.
Was
then...
it free-for-all? Were there things thrown?
Sha-free-for-all?
Sha-free-for-all. She was a doll. Or a puppet?
There was kind of a free-for-all, but you know how they do. They're like, here, attack this for the camera.
Right.
You know, I already had my shit. I had a plan because, you know, I'm kind of a designer.
A little bit.
And, you know, I already had my ideas planned. I had my mood board, if you will.
Who did you think was going to be in trouble early on just by before the walk-arounds? Like, were there any girls doing the walk-around, like, teasing a wig out, just looking, see what...
Pretty much all of them. Like, it was still new. Like, it was all, like, new, and I was, like, really confident. I was like, y'all are in trouble. I'm gonna kill you. I'm not kidding.
Right. Were you last out on the runway? Because they edited that way. But my season, I was fourth out, but then they made me first.
Oh, it's been so long, I don't remember. I don't think so.
I remember these things because I didn't win. Just the little things that point out in my head. Winners don't remember.
I've got to rethink that one.
Lions don't care about the opinions of sheep. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else are we talking about?
We get a little bit of a walkthrough with RuPaul. Mm-hmm. And these are great. Mimi's freaking out. She's buckling under the pressure.
You think
or she's
crying
acting.
Was real?
Right, I remember that.
Did she order the tears from China?
AliExpress.
AliExpress. I don't
Yeah, she did. She was definitely overreacting, and all of us were kind of looking at each other like, what do we do? Like, oh my God, she's freaking out.
There's a shot of Delta just giving side eye, just like.
Just looking and being like.
No, but we didn't want to be painted as like the villains of the season. So we're like, maybe we should help the little mole thing.
Not mole.
Squealing little thing.
Sewer pickle.
Sewer pickle.
I think in the confessional, I think she's putting it on. It doesn't.
Oh, she was completely putting it on.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It's the reason why we're not friends now. It's just like, I can't be around people like that.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As you know.
Tivana St. James Excelsior.
Is there a sound effect? Can I just press one?
Yeah, yeah. Typically.
Anyone.
Just blind.
Can I get...
we need the air horn.
An air horn.
Yeah.
We need it.
Mimi is
sure.
An air horn.
She is an air horn.
I love that Mariah steps in. She's like, get you under garments. Get you under garments. I'm sure she did that just to shut her up from crying. Because Mariah does not suffer a fool.
No.
Mariah is like one of those people that I've like bonded after the fact. I didn't realize what a crazy alcoholic she is, just like me.
I saw her and Bianca go at it once on a cruise. Just in on the dance floor. And I was like, oh, who's going to win this? Yeah, it was great.
What do you mean? They were fighting?
Just reading each other. And they were both so drunk and at any point, either of them could get offended, you know? You know how they get. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how's this going to end? Deeply, deeply.
Fully out of pocket.
I want to see the receipts.
Out of pocket productions.
Wow. Yeah, neither of them remember it. Because I remember telling Mariah once, I was like, I thought Bianca was going to hand you your life, honey. And it was great.
And she was like, uh-uh.
Oh, they were both going, Christmas.
They were not reading.
Chrissy Christmas.
Yeah, because
they were Christmas.
they do discuss having plastic surgery here because Venus says that she has had work done to look like Madonna.
Isn't that interesting? Because if this was so long ago that people were freely like talking about fillers, no one was or a Raven even. Like no one was really talking about fillers and
no, not at all.
Botox even.
And they kind of read her, and someone says, "Oh, having plastic surgery is like." Taking steroids if you're an athlete.
Let me see this.
I think I'm first says that. And I don't agree with that. I know you haven't had any work done. Have you?
I actually just got my lips done recently. Please be proud of me. Yeah. Do you see how little lipstick work. I've got on?
You better work. So
when you get it done, all you need is a nude.
Just a little bit. Aurora Sexton was in the room when I got it done, and she was very, very cautious about the amount that was pumped into my lips, because she was like,
she said, I gotta go home back to Home Depot.
She's like, I know you want, you're feeling like you want to feel like the kids. You right. want to be, you want to feel young, but she was there in the room, and she made sure that it wasn't overly done. One side of my lip is a little bit smaller because I smoke cigarettes, and like that's like my life.
Oh, right.
Wow.
And so yeah, they filled this out and they added. I feel like a little bit like Huda from Huda Beauty.
You're beautiful.
Welcome to the family.
I feel like Chanel Perlot.
I've never tried fillers, but I've heard they're just fantastic.
Can you give us what Mariah says?
I want to see the receipts.
Mariah says,
I've never tried them myself.
Mariah says, you're too young to have all that work, much work in your face. Too much wrong work.
She literally says it's wrong work.
What is the procedure that you would use to like lift everything? What's it called? Like Botox?
A facelift?
I don't need a facelift. Look at me.
You don't need it. But you were asking what the procedure is.
No, you don't.
I'm getting my facelift at 40.
Because then
I'm 45.
Well,
you don't need
you're naturally a stunning woman.
So lovely. All right. What do we do here? Wait.
Well,
Carmen is naked.
Why did I just write trolling? Yeah, who was I saying was trolling?
Mariah was trolling Venus.
Oh, let's talk about Venus. Yeah. I just saw Venus tonight.
What?
You did? She was there.
Yeah, and she exited. Remember we were standing.
None of us were there.
None of you. Who was with me? But she was like one of the first people to exit tonight. Anyway, I haven't seen Venus in a long, long time.
Yeah, I heard she was in Mexico.
I don't know. I just saw her on like Botched. So anyway, I saw her tonight and she was pleasant.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. We like her.
I do like her. I've always loved Venus, actually. She's always been like kind of like one of those quirky, weird people.
We did Women's Murder Club together. She was nice.
Yeah.
Chad died in a toilet that episode.
Michaels?
Mm-hmm.
How did he die?
He drowned in a toilet.
This is the first episode of Michelle Visage on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Hector said we'll do a side swoop
Someone
with the loose curl.
Please post us. Look at the single ostrich.
Oh yeah, one ply.
From MJ Savitz and Trims.
Michelle claims that season 3 is the real first season of Drag Race because
she does. Yeah. She's right.
Thank you.
and y'all Vanessa, scored
no,
Vanessa.
I gotta tell you about this.
Vanessa Williams.
Listen, some of y'all I love Madonna, and I love like all the white blonde bitches. Like, but Vanessa Williams in my life was all the above.
I've seen you do Pocahontas.
Everyone
had
compared me to her when I was growing up in drag, because that's the amount of makeup that you would wear is Vanessa Williams amount. And and everyone would say, oh my God, you look like Vanessa Williams. And I started to adopt a blue eye contact.
Ooh, because of Vanessa?
Yes. And, and people said, wow, you are Vanessa Williams.
I book all of the campaigns.
I cannot fucking believe that she was the fucking judge. And her and Jodie Watley were the only two women in my life. Like, some people have like, you know, whatever women they revere, but Vanessa Bonnie.
She's your one, and she was on the fucking first episode.
Yeah. And Jodie Watley.
It's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're gonna take a break and we'll get into this runway.
Runway.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This main challenge, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So $50 in a thrift store, I could easily make something out of that.
Only $50 to go to the thrift store.
Raj, I got $75.
Buy some stuff. Raja won the first part, got an extra $25. Then they had to steal Christmas materials from the workroom and create a Christmas-themed look, replete with snow falling on the actual main stage.
I was really happy when there was that effect added onto us. I was like, yeah, it's Christmas.
It was special.
Yeah, it really kind of took me.
And you had
there.
That moment
there.
On your exit where you're doing a snow angel. It's like so inspired.
Come on, you guys.
Come on. You're not new.
How do you do Christmas without a snow angel?
You're
not a runway
new.
Girl.
You're a runway. You're a,
you're a model. This
I'm
is what
new.
You do.
Bruce Valanche looks like a pedophile.
Bruce Valanche is a pedophile.
Oh, my God.
I saw him sucking a guy at Hustle Ball 1 year, and I was like, good for you.
I'm right here. Please stop talking.
And don't forget, can I have this dance?
What?
Santino.
Huh? Oh, the pattern between Santino and Rue is so awkward that we now know why they scripted so heavily. Because it's just
really?
Rue's like, hi, Santino. God. And he's like, can I have this dance? And she's like, yum, Michelle.
Sure, guy.
It's good to throw them a line, you know, so they know what's up.
Oh, look at Carmen
Carrera. She co-opts Shangela's box.
Did she ask or did she just pull that up there?
I thought they were insane for using those props. I was like, wow, you guys are breaking the rules.
Right. It's a little extra.
Yeah. Those things are part of the set. You weren't supposed to use that as part of your thing.
That's not yours.
She looks great.
I'm texting her now.
Which I really bravo them. She's, oh, look at Manila.
Manila is doing, aww. I mean, just, she's excellent at drag.
She really is. It's kind of classic. Like, this whole look is pretty fucking timeless. It's
the
Manila.
Muff, the earmuffs, too, and the
like
snow in the hair.
Oh. Hey, I've got... Want to come over for Christmas? She'd wear that outfit now.
I would have paid her just to see her wear that dress on Christmas Queens.
Yara Sophia is.
She's giving us a storyline.
Wow. Yara Sophia till today is a puzzle to me.
Yeah.
And this is.
She's got the hair papaton, the hair sculpture.
Hair,
and then she's like, oh, I'm also a body queen. Hi.
Wow.
Check this out. She reveals.
I love Phoenix's outfit. I would wear two outfits from this runway, Phoenix's and yours.
Well, listen, her legs are glossed. We were still kind of doing that. We were still part of that like world where of drag where we were like, we're still kind of fishy.
Yeah, you didn't need pads.
Passable as possible. Oh, look at Stacey Lane Matthews. Wow.
Giving us red. I think it's couture.
I love it.
I think it's couture.
Oh my god,
she looks great.
She's so great.
Like the detail around the collar.
Look at Venus Delight. You know what? She would win at camp.
Yeah,
fucking that gala.
Hooker from Whoville.
Yeah, hooker from Whoville. Camp Met Gala.
Is that burlap on the bottom?
Oh, look at India Farah.
Yeah,
oh
she
my
did.
God,
she
the first
on.
Breastplate
oh,
ever
India.
Seen on Drag
right,
Race.
The invention
no,
of
Chanel. $1.
Yeah. Oh, that's
oh,
right. Chanel
right.
Season one.
But this S1. One, this was the first one where they mentioned the price.
Right.
$600.
I got mine, and I was
next.
And
we
look
have
Delta
work
appropriating. This was a season of appropriation. But listen. This was not appropriation.
This is homage, obviously.
No, this was an homage.
She's gorgeous.
Delta knew
what she's
up.
Doing.
Delta's like a girl who's lip synced a lot of black girls' voices. And she was like, you know what? I am going to pay homage to the girls who gave me life.
Yeah. Next, we have Alexis Mateo.
Alexis Mateo. I was actually quite jealous of this outfit when I first saw it. I was like, wow.
She did a great
really
job.
Did that. Yeah. She's really good at putting shit together.
It's simple, but it really takes you to where you want to go.
Oh, and there's a bolero.
Wow. Yeah, I'd never seen loaves and buns glued to people's heads as such before.
Some of the commentary that they say during her runway walk does not age well, is all I'll say.
What did she say?
It's too bad.
I'm not going to fucking repeat it on microphone with my voice in a recording. No, it's very like... Oh, she's the Latina girl, so we're going to make all these, like, really broad...
Ruse Broken Spanish Barbizon model.
Oh,
joke.
It doesn't
Barbizano
age well.
El Sculo.
It doesn't age well.
We're not allowed to do that anymore?
It was
apparently, no, we're
different. It was just a different time.
Totally.
It was funny.
I remember, yeah, my song...
Your eyebrows in that were
listen,
so good.
I don't know. It's such a
and
weird...
The hair?
We'll have to revisit this in a few minutes.
You guys, look up Cholita.
My ideas and appropriation are very, very different.
But you're like
Drag
every
Race.
Ethnicity.
Yeah, that's what I thought anyway.
You did African Queen on this season. Here's Mimi.
I mean,
and I think
of
she pulled this look off. I think she looks awesome. I thought it was
she really
funny.
Did, but we all kind of helped her.
Really?
She was crying so much. She like
shut
threw
up.
A fit because she couldn't like drape a cape and swaddle a child. And she's like,
drape the cape and swaddle the children.
Don't tell anybody how many people helped you, you fucking cunt.
Right.
And then Mariah was like,
steely glances.
She was actually Vanessa Williams. She was like,
very much, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Really turning it into
a Scrooge. Remember that when Vanessa Williams did that Scrooge?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas
Diva's Christmas Carol.
Divas. Yeah, that's what she gave you.
Diva's Christmas Carol is fully Mariah's look.
There I am.
Oh, and Raja comes out.
Wind in the bow.
You know what? I'm going to put a white fur booty. And guess what?
That takes you right where you want to go.
Yes.
It's really incredible.
Let me just shove this afro to one side and put a fucking... Yeah. And then I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, let me do a snow picking angel.
So yeah. So brilliant.
He was like yelling, what's your head size?
Oh, here she go. Here she go.
Shangela is
go.
Boot scooting
here
out
she is,
a giant snow person. She's holding the corn.
Her hair looks great.
She's holding
Wait,
the
why
corn.
Does she have corn again?
I like the shoe.
Me.
She had so... Oh.
It's hard to wear paper.
Did you see this in the workroom?
Amateur.
If it rips, you're fucked. And the back of it was ripped. And so they read her to dirt for it.
Well.
But it's hard.
She worked that, though. She really did. Wait, I just wanted to... Really quick notice as the curtain passes as the jib camera
the
goes
sparkle
down.
Curtain.
Have you noticed how much they've upgraded those sparkle curtains?
Fully.
Those were like full
they have
on full Spencer's
on chandeliers.
Curtains. Yeah, those were Spencer's curtains.
Oh, the two that you hang in the doorway when you want beads. They were that kind of curtains, and then the camera.
College.
Uh huh. Well, I didn't go to those.
Not college.
Yeah, we know.
College beads.
Oh wow, you looked beautiful.
We get a lot of safe queens. Mariah, Delta, Yara, India, Phoenix, Alexis, Staceyline Matthews. All safe.
And
safe is a dirty word.
The tops are clearly Manila and Raja. And I thought Carmen was in the top two, but apparently the bottoms are all Mimi, Carmen, Shangela, and Venus. And Venus says, I'm saving the best for later. And Rue says, that's a mistake. Just clearly, she says, that's a mistake.
I think it's interesting that you guys have notes and all this.
Yeah, I've never seen some of these.
It's from it's from Big Dipper. Either. He provides notes.
Oh my God. He's that's great. Amazing. So wait, say it again. Where were you?
So you won.
Okay, I won.
You won. And then
say it again.
Say it again.
The bottom two were Shangela and Venus, and they lip synced to The Right Stuff by Vanessa Williams.
And this goes down as one of the most.
Oh, this is the first ones where
it's terrifying lip syncs of all
they
time.
They both get off
RuPaul's
stage.
Drag Race.
Shangela ended up with glass in her back.
I think we can look at it.
Sure.
Right. Meanwhile, Raja and Carmen are kicking a bottle of vodka under him.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Wow, I didn't realize that Drag Race Season 3 was so involved.
Yeah.
It is.
You were a pioneer.
I didn't even know that.
There's a lot going on.
And you know what? Vanessa Williams was wearing the blondes.
Oh, she was
before
like
the
a corset?
Blondes was even a big yep.
Work.
Work, Vanessa.
This lip sync is really hard to watch, and RuPaul reads them afterwards. She's like, that made me uncomfortable.
It didn't seem like it was Shangela's fault, but then she got off stage and
Shangela's talented. Now look at her.
Oh, Shangela's amazing.
Yeah.
But Venus is trying to.
At one point, Venus comes over to Shangela's side of the stage and then pushes her.
Oh, she had no
runs
way.
Across
she
had, the stage.
No, Venus had no chance with Shangela as her opponent. No chance. Oh, then she was like, let me try harder.
No.
And
then
I was like, oh, my God, let me point at you and get closer to your fucking stage, judges. And then I'm going to do a really awkward split and push you aside. And then, yeah.
The pushing.
It was the very early days.
The pushing out of the way is really brutal. That's okay. We've got two pushes so far.
Two pushes. I saw two.
That's two.
And then she swung
ponytails
over.
Should never be weapons.
I wish she would have. You know
throwing
what?
Throwing the ponytail.
Mimi cowering
okay,
in the back.
Counts.
I wish she would have thrown the wig at RuPaul. That would have been really fun. That would have been really, really exciting. Like, wow.
This is
and
back
then playing
when
ring toss. Shangela's shoe fly.
Oh,
with all the force of a Merce assist.
Putting the thing around Shangela's
this
body.
This is the most fucked up IKEA I've ever been to. I never want to go to this one.
Hook just comes over and pushes her, and then slips
runs across the stage, pushes.
Oh, and Raja has to say something.
Raja is pissed.
And then she pushes her again!
Oh my God! I know.
Leg
I hate
kick.
This
and then she points
I
at
really
her.
I hate it. And Vanessa Williams is laughing at them.
Gregarious. She's like, look at these wild kids.
She hates them too.
Two young men, not in wigs, in various states of undress.
Having the nerve to take a bow. What is this garland on the front of the judges'
and then,
table?
And then she takes the earring off at the end. The one thing that was maintaining a little bit of femininity. It's gotta go. I'm done.
Yeah.
I've got exposed to everyone. I'm a man.
Rue says, I must admit that made me uncomfortable. I expect my queens to outshine each other, not outgun each other. And Venus is plucked.
Plucked.
Shangela won.
She didn't think about Silky Ganache in season 11. So
Silky was but a truffle in their minds.
Truffle.
A truffle. Like this less than a ganache, I think. We're gonna take a break.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
We are
back again.
This is a great kickoff to an amazing season.
Classic. Nothing like a classic. Dum, dum,
dum, dum. It's hard to pick a favorite, but I think this stands up there as my favorite season because I just have such fond memories of watching. And then I got to like watch and admire these queens on TV. And then we got to like meet you and eventually work with you. And like, it, I don't know, it's a very special thing. The blessings of RuPaul's Drag Race keep reverberating out into the universe.
Alaska, shut the fuck up. We knew each other before Drag Race. Calm down with your speech. We all knew each other.
I just knew you as the stunning. I would go see Dream Girls, and they would be like, "She's from Top Model."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There was
Rasha.
That time. Yeah.
She's been gone because she's been filming, but she's back.
She's in Milan.
Truly,
we would always hope when you go to Dream Girls, "Oh, is Rasha here?"
Well, you know, it was kind of fancy because not a lot of people were doing that, especially not people who were doing, you know, local shows. I was right. Like, you know,
you were
I was the MUA before there was an MUA.
You were an Emmy Award winner, Glenn Allen, though.
Yeah, yes. I love Glenn.
I love Glenn, too.
So very much. Talented. Yes.
Anyway.
I lost Drag Idol to him 1 year.
You did not.
Yeah, I did. She did Glinda and the Wicked Witch from Wicked.
Oh, I bet it was sickening. Yeah. Sounds sickening.
The mix was so choppy, though. I was like, you're just going to stop one song and start another gap in between. I was like, I don't have to worry about her. And then she was the one that beat me. I was gagged.
When you perform now, do you do mixes? Do you do lip syncs anymore? Or do you just do shit live?
If a club doesn't have, like, they tell me you can't have a microphone, I have a couple of lip syncs up my sleeve.
What's your go-to?
Hall & Oates, Rich Girl. anything by myself.
Oh, I'm just burping.
Throwing up in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's very vulnerable to lip sync.
I don't like doing it.
Interesting. You think so?
I'm not good at it. A drag brunch in Minneapolis, and it was amazing. And as part of it, in the middle, they do like they have audience participants mm-hmm. have to lip sync a song and collect money for charity. And so they called me up and I did it. And I was like, oh, my God, like I don't lip sync ever. Yeah. No, I wasn't in drag. And it's very vulnerable because I have a microphone on stage. Yeah, yeah. So I'm in control of the scenario. Uh-huh, but with the song, like you're just fucking out there. You don't have a life raft.
Wow.
It's very vulnerable.
Here's your one chance, Fancy.
Right.
Interesting. I've never really thought about it that way.
That's because you're amazing.
I'm just kind of getting tired of lip syncing, so I don't really know what my connection is to that idea anymore. Like, I don't feel the same passion. Like, I love doing a ballad lip sync.
Sure.
But now I don't have that same love for doing a ballad lip sync. Like,
do Through the Fire then.
No, I don't even give a shit.
Like, I just
want to figure out something else. So okay. That's where I'm at right now.
I like that too.
I support.
I'm wasted.
Okay, you're doing
let's keep
great.
Going. Let's see how many episodes
great.
We can get in.
I want to know about the hiatus that happened in season 3. Didn't
when
we all take
came
a break?
Back with beards?
We did take a break. Yeah,
everybody had a beard.
Was it a week, a month?
I think it was like in the second, third, second, third episode.
They halted production.
They halted. Did you all go home? It was almost, yep, we had to go home. And I was very frustrated because I was like, oh my God, I had like sacrificed so much time to be on this stupid TV show. And I was already involved with working with Adam Lambert on his world tour.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went back on tour with Adam and I figured it out. But
how long of a break was it?
It was about a month. It was maybe 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Was it because of RuPaul's health problems?
Something
it was
like
Mimi's
that.
Fault, I heard.
I don't know. I think I really don't know, to be honest. I think it had something to do with that. I don't know.
Maybe
I
did it. Know.
I want to see the receipts.
But all I remember is when we got back,
so
we got
crazy.
Rue was very patient with us, and he was very kind, and he had given us each a Jonathan Adler little ceramic container that said dolls. And he said, every single one of us got it because he knew that we were all taking a lot of, we all took a lot of time out of our schedules to be on Drag Race.
Yeah.
And so when we got back, each of us got one. It was in a box, Jonathan Adler box, little bag for all of us. And inside of it was a little ceramic, blue and white, little cylindrical container that said dolls. And inside my dolls, I have the actual Tic Tac that I had in my Tic Tac lunch.
Oh my God.
Which is now disintegrating. Oh. And on the bottom of it, it's signed to Raja, I love you, RuPaul.
Yep. That's heaven.
Bitch, I didn't fuck around while I was there.
Artifacts.
Yeah. So,
that's
the
everything.
Jonathan Adler little dolls container is very special to me.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Girl.
She gave us.
Season three
was amazing.
It. Yeah.
We learned a lot of shit.
Did you think that your top three was going to be your top three?
I didn't think I was going to be part of the top three.
Really?
So I didn't know because Drag Race was so early in its stages that I just didn't think that my ideas or my direction in drag was going to be anything that was popular or interesting. So.
Neither did Mariah.
That's so crazy.
So I just thought they put me in there. And I knew specifically that they kind of invited me to be on it for a very specific reason. And I thought I was just going to give that reason, which was just to be a blatant fuck off.
The LA girl.
The LA girl, right. Yeah. I was just going to be like, whatever, bitch. This is what I do. And then I thought that was going to be it, and I was going to leave and get kicked off. I didn't think I was going to win.
I mean, so. I think you're the quintessential LA girl.
I am very much
you
LA.
You really are.
I'm LA as fuck.
She's definitely that girl.
Yeah, who did you think was going to be in the finals?
I thought Manila was. I thought that, I don't know anybody else but me. So.
Damn. Raya did the first death drop on TV this season.
I wish that one day that Raya could get on Drag Race. I think
I would love that.
She should. I think we should do that soon enough. I don't know if talking about it is going to jinx it.
I like what she said on Hey Queen. She said that I didn't do drag because I want to be on Drag Race. I do drag because I love it.
That's
and she
crazy.
Obviously
I wish whoever does a casting would hear that because that is a very, very important point. I think that anybody else that is going to be on Drag Race for the next few seasons should have that same respect for drag. I didn't do it because
I thought it was... No, it's because you live and breathe it and you love it. Mm-hmm. That's the reason to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm Willem, and that was Alaska and Raja.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us on this episode, Raj.
You're the best. You're the best guest ever, I think.
God.
I can definitely say that with authority. I host a show.
T.
Yeah.
Tivana.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
My name is Alaska. Your name is Willem. Your name is Raja. And we would love if you would rate and review our podcast.
But only if you like it.
And please subscribe so you can get the new episodes right when they come out.
And you can find Raja online at Sutan Emeril.
Yes.
I got it.
The Race Chaser Podcast Instagram is at Race Chaser Pod. You can slide into our DMs.
And we'll put your dick up there if you want.
Yes. And you can use hashtag Race Chaser anytime.
Did you ever do Freak Like Me by Adina Howard? I swear.
It's all the lyrics.
I'm going to be a freak until the day.
Until the dawn.
And we can. Ooh.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for this moment in time, everybody.
And we will we'll be doing the rest of season 3, and we're looking for it. Yes, classic. Have a great night. Bye.
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 Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever
Dog. Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.